You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. It's your boy Adam Epstein with you here on another edition of AWOD Weekend Radio, bright and early with you guys here on a Saturday morning. And so much to talk about. I got my guy Donald behind the glass producing the show today. And we were just talking about it here as we were prepping for this show. Man, where do I start here? Do I start with the Washington football team and the misery there? Or do I start with the team that's the hottest team in the NBA? That's the Washington Wizards. Yeah, 2-0 with Wes Unseld Jr. Getting things started here in his debut home opener as the coach of the Washington Wizards and that franchise. But we want to jump around today. During my non-sports segment, I might have teased this last week. I have to get into it this week. The Squid Game, the phenomena that has been going on Netflix. It feels like the talk has died down, but I think that's just because everyone's seen it and they're, you know, the cliffhanger wasn't the greatest. But I want to get into what it would be like for an American version of Squid Game, some kid games I played as a kid, and do I think I would be any good? Would I be able to compete for that money? But as always, during AWOD Weekend Radio, we like to start the show by starting with a segment I call Today in Sports. If you're a huge sports fan like myself, you are just waking up, going to have yourself a cup of coffee, maybe a nice sausage, egg, and cheese croissant to start your day. Get up and at 'em. And here's what you can watch today in sports. So live on 106.7 The Fan after me today, you can listen to Syracuse at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech needs to bounce back this week with quarterback Braxton Burmeister. All the games this week that are good start before 1 p.m. in college football. 12 noon, Cincinnati travels to Annapolis, Maryland to take on a 1-5 Navy team. Cincinnati number 2 in the country right now. Huge for the Bearcats, my dad's alma mater. 12 noon, number 3, Oklahoma travels to Kansas to face the Jayhawks. I was looking at this game, and ESPN, players to watch, says Spencer Rattler, but we all know that's not true. It's DC and Gonzaga's Caleb Williams that will start at quarterback again for Oklahoma. He's been so impressive in his first two college games that the announcers even mentioned Heisman candidate on the broadcast. No, that's not me saying it. That was the announcer saying it. Caleb Williams, just so strong, really fast, great arm. He's been so impressive. And so it's fun to watch, and especially because he's a local guy. We'll see how good he can be with Oklahoma throughout the rest of the season, as I don't see them going back to Spencer Rattler ever. So we'll see what happens there. 12 noon, Oklahoma number 3 against Kansas. Northwestern traveling to Ann Arbor to face number 6. That's Harbaugh's Michigan Wolverines. Michigan, one of the best teams in the Big Ten this season. I see them winning today. Illinois at 12 noon travels to Happy Valley to face number 7, Penn State. Penn State is 5-1 this season, their only loss being a come-from-behind victory for Iowa 2 weeks ago. Then Iowa moved up to number 2 in the country, their best record in like 10 years. They're always, you know, a top 25 team, but I don't think they've gotten up to number 2 in 10 years. Then they were destroyed by Purdue at home. Things fell back to normal. But speaking of Purdue, number 25 Purdue takes on Wisconsin at 3:30 p.m. today. A game that I'm really looking forward to is at 3:30 p.m. today when number 10 Oregon takes on UCLA at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Oregon was impressive this year, and then they kind of fell back down to earth. UCLA has been a good team this year. I think that's going to be a high-scoring matchup, one I'm looking forward to watching. At 3:30, LSU is coming off of a big win, but also some drama with head coach Ed Orgeron saying he's done after this season. That's a good coaching matchup because they face number 12 Ole Miss, who's obviously coached by Lane Kiffin. 7 p.m. Tennessee against number 4 Alabama. We'll see if Alabama can continue to keep things rolling. They did have that one loss this season, so hopefully they can stay as a one-loss team, because we all, I know at least I am saying we want Alabama in the college football playoff. I think it's weird to get to December and not be talking about Alabama as a top one, two, or three seed in college football. Over to the MLB playoffs. The Astros prevailed last night, advancing to the World Series with a 5-0 victory over Boston. And the interesting thing is, like, I was one of those people that would say, like, screw the Astros forever. You know, go to the games, bang on trash cans. They cheated. I mean, they cheated and they got caught. You know, it's the worst thing you can do. It's like when I got caught cheating in college, I felt terrible, you know. And so that's kind of the way I felt about the Astros. But now it's like a couple seasons removed. I mean, what's your thoughts, Donald? Like, do we start saying, like, man, the Astros are actually just good at baseball? Like, they cheated. Now they're actually showing that lineup is so deep.
I think you're justified in your thoughts a little bit. I think it's a little bit of both. I think you kind of have to recognize that they are good in baseball. They are a solid team, but there's still going to be that bad taste in my mouth a little bit. I'm not going to lie about, you know, what happened. But yeah, I will recognize that they're a good team.
Yeah, but you're not rooting for them.
Nah,
neither am I. So tonight, 8 p.m., we'll see who the Astros faced in the World Series, as it is Game 6 NLCS. Atlanta with a 3-2 series lead against the Dodgers. But the big news is that Max Scherzer, who was in line to start Game 6 for the Dodgers, won't be able to go. Really disappointing there, especially locally, because, you know, we're all rooting for Max Scherzer and Trey Turner to take the Dodgers to the World Series and to defeat the Astros like they did a few seasons ago with the Washington Nationals. But that game is tonight at 8 p.m. In the NHL, the Caps, man, off to a hot start, 3-0-1. Coach LaViolette has the boys playing really well. But really, the big story in my mind has been the improved play of Evgeny Kuznetsov. He was such a big part of that Caps run when they won the World Series. I mean, it's not the World Series. When they won the Stanley Cup. But then he kind of like fell off. I think inconsistency has been a big part of his play. I was listening to Grant Danny earlier this week. JJ Reagan, who covers the Caps for NBC Sports Washington, made a great point that is the season after the Stanley Cup, Kuznetsov that first month looked like one of the best hockey players in the NHL. He was on fire. And then he kind of fell off, and the season, you know, ended up not being great. Wasn't back to back at all for the Washington Capitals. If we could get Kuznetsov playing at that level again, you still have Ovi, who's been amazing. He's got 4 goals and 4 assists already this season. 4 goals, 4 assists in just 4 games.
Yeah, he's been lighting it up. I was at Cap 1 the other night. I think it was Wednesday. I went to the Avalanche game, and they destroyed them. The team looked great. The arena was rocking. The fans were into it. So, yeah, I'm looking for the Caps to do some good things this season.
And speaking of Cap 1, that place was rocking last night for the Wizards. Real quick, though, Don, while you were there, did you go to the sports book at all? That's something I'm interested in checking out.
I did not. I had tickets through a friend, so we just kind of strictly went to the game. I didn't get over there, but I do want to check it out.
Do you have a couple beers at the game?
I did, of course,
you know. Yep. So I got to get to a couple Wiz games this season. If you missed it on the Junkies this week, I made an appearance on Thursday as we were getting ready for Bit season. And I asked them for floor seats. If you're going to ask anybody in the world for floor seats, the best people to ask, in my opinion, are the sports junkies. Radio titans, they've got more connections than anybody in this town. They're more connected than the mayor. I guarantee that. But I don't have an update on that, but I would like to go to a few Wizards games this year. An unbelievable start for them, 2-0 this season. I'm going to get into that next segment, 1-800-636-1067. Is the number if you want to chime in, or you can hit me up on the social media platform called Twitter at AWOD Radio. So the NBA has begun its 75th anniversary season. It's been off to a fun start. Steph Curry putting on a show in his first few matchups. So today, 6 p.m., Hawks, Cavs. I like the Hawks in this one. I think they're going to be a top 4 seed this year. Heat, Pacers, both teams that I expect to be a little worse this season. Mavericks, Raptors, take Dallas on the money line, guarantee that. Luka is nearly averaging a triple-double right now. He's my early favorite to win MVP this season. Pistons versus the Bulls. I think the Bulls actually might be really good this season because Zach LaVine is on a tear. He's averaging 33.6 rebounds, 5 assists so far this season. Pelicans, T-Wolves. Here's an interesting thing, and Donald, you're an NBA fan like me. The T-Wolves roster Oh, my goodness. If they stay healthy, they have a really strong team. I mean, they had three scorers over 20 points in that first win. Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, and D'Angelo Russell. That's a legit big three.
Yeah.
Do they have bench pieces? Can they, you know, stay healthy? That's the big question mark.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, with any other team. But I agree. They're a sneaky good team. I mean, it'll be tough in the West. There's a lot of, you know, competition out there. But yeah, they're a sneaky good team.
Absolutely. 8:30 tonight, you can watch Bucks against the Spurs. Giannis somehow just keeps getting better and better. Suns Trailblazers is the late game. Suns win easily, if you ask me, if you're a betting man. 10:30. Grizz Clippers. I'm telling you guys, John Morant is quickly becoming must-watch TV. He's so emotional. He's got he's so fierce out there on the court. Game one, he had 37 points. I think he's on a tear this season. I wouldn't say put him in the MVP category, but put him in a category of guys that are going to lead their team to a playoff appearance. I think that's the big thing for Ja this season.
Yeah, he reminds me, like you said, the aggression. He reminds me of kind of like a new age Westbrook. The way he just attacks the rim and plays. He just plays hard every night.
Absolutely. Over in the EPL and soccer news, we've got Leeds against Wolves at 10 a.m. That'll be a fun one. Leeds always has high scoring games. And then at 12:30, Man City against Brighton, who's been really exceeding expectations this season. I expect a lot of goals in that matchup as well. In the MLS, DC United. So last week on the show, I had Steven Birnbaum on the show. DC United ended up tying 0-0 against Nashville. Tonight, 7 p.m., they take on New York City FC. That's another must win. They got to at least secure 1 point. They're right in the thick of things for the playoff seedings. So this is big. So that's your what you can watch today in sports. But let's get started with the Washington Wizards. That 2-0 hot start. A home opener win without Bradley Beal. Are you kidding me, boys? How can you not be fired up? 1-800-636-1067. Let's talk about the Washington Wizards. Let's talk about our thoughts on Wes Unseld Jr. How does coaching make that much of an impact? My goodness, it looks like a completely different roster of guys. Well, a lot of it is a different roster of guys. Your call's next here on 106.7 The Fan. This is AWOD Weekend Radio on 106.7 The Fan and simulcast on the Team 980. Don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. Your call is coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein here on a Saturday morning. And we want to talk about the Washington Wizards here. And this is AWOD Weekend Radio. And I had this really, really cool quote that I saw Ava Wallace got from Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer saying this, quote, "I was pleasantly surprised." He's talking about the crowd. Quote, "Because I'm not going to lie, in the preseason, I could hear myself talk. But y'all went crazy tonight. Let's keep it rocking." He's absolutely right. I just retweeted on Twitter at AWOD Radio this really cool play at the end of the game there where Spencer Dinwiddie got the crowd fired up, got everybody fired up by hitting a three-pointer from the top of the key with the game on the line, took his man one-on-one and just said buckets and pulled up from three, pulled up from deep. It was a really impressive shot and just unbelievable. That shot basically sent the game to overtime, and then he hit a couple big shots in overtime. Bertans hit a big three, and the Wizards got a win that I guarantee you we would have found a way to lose last season. Even if we had came back in the final minute when we were down by four and sent it to overtime last season, we would have lost this game in overtime. The guys would have ran out of energy or something. So what's the difference with the Wiz this season? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's get right into it. Here's my my quick list of 10 things that I've found different in just two games so far this season. There's an energy with this roster that totally wasn't there last year or every year under the Scott Brooks era, which means like there's a group of guys here that know that they have a chance to extend their NBA career by how they play on this team. It's almost like a situation where everyone thinks the Wizards are going to be bad this year, and so they're like, man, this is my chance that I could put up 20 points per game and then end up with an $80 million contract next season or something like that. So there's an energy with this roster where everyone feels like, man, I could use this as an opportunity to rejuvenate my NBA career. Number two, the guys are playing for Wes Unseld Jr. and his playing style, which means like they're moving the ball a lot on offense. It's not a lot of one-on-one game like it was last year, and part of that's the roster because you had Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal pretty much, you know, ball dominant all of last season. Spencer Dinwiddie or Dinwaddie is completely different this year with his point guarding style. He had an unbelievable game last night and just one turnover, so he got a lot of people involved and didn't turn the ball over. And they're playing defense. Yeah, they gave up 130 points last night, but they got the key stops. And sometimes in the NBA, it's really not about the amount of stops you get as more as it is the timeliness of that defense. Can you string together three straight stops while you're down by six and make a comeback? That's what they did last night in regulation and then again in overtime. That's the most important thing for me was they let Indiana come out and ball at the start of overtime and take a quick six-point lead with Sabonis having a couple quick buckets and layups, and then they fought back. With just 3 minutes left in that overtime period, it was unbelievable to watch. I mentioned Spencer Dinwiddie. He's number three on my list here because he's such a true point guard. I feel like it's not as much about the big shots, but it's also about he got people involved. I mentioned the one turnover last night, but I have to give credit again to that big shot that he made last night. It's like the confidence to shoot that is one thing because people forget, if you look at the stats, he didn't attempt one three-pointer in game one for the Wizards. It was like a feeling out process. Last night, game two, he hit 5 3-pointers. He showed that he can extend his range beyond the three-point line, and that's so huge. I say this every year. I say this every week. The NBA is such a three-pointers league. You have to be able to hit the three ball, and especially from the point guard position. I think Russell Westbrook was way too inconsistent last year, and that hurt Washington a lot. I would say Wes Unseld Jr.'s decision-making. All right. You look at the way the guys hustled and played defense. He made really great rotational decisions. The way he's using Denny Avdia is something that I heard Chase Hughes talking about in the postgame. And Chase Hughes will join the show at 10:30 today to break this all down. But there was something about the decision-making and the rotations and the way he used Denny Avdia was completely different. He was almost playing the backup center position. He looked more slow. And that's something I talked about last year is that I thought that injury for Denny might have been good for his career because Scott Brooks just threw him in the starting lineup as a rookie and he looked like he was shell-shocked. He didn't know what was going on. He looked way different last night.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, He needed some time to just relax and just take it in. You know, as you said, he's a rookie. He's still learning and was just kind of thrown out there. And then I think we have a deep team now where he can also – he's not being asked to do as much. He can kind of take in and learn from Dinwiddie and Kuz and Brad and some of those veterans and, you know, soak up some game.
Absolutely. And we don't even have Rui Hachimura in the lineup right now. So that's a big piece that will return eventually. Never give up attitude. I mentioned down late. 4 points in the fourth quarter, hit two big threes, and then down six in overtime. Those are games in a position there we would have found a way to lose last season, I guarantee you that. a full season of big men the teams are afraid of. Like, Daniel Gafford's been excellent. Montrezl Harrell has been even better. You know what I mean? So it's like two guys. It's a completely different style of play from each of them. And the biggest thing for Montrezl Harrell for me I've seen is like offensive rebounding and finishing around the rim. It's like you can see guys drive and dish, and he just finds a way to muscle his way around and then put it in for the easy bucket. He had a couple great and ones last night.
Yeah. He's just a smart player, and it's good that we have some depth in that like kind of forward center position with Thomas Bryant coming back, and, you know, just at the addition of, you know, just the people that we have, it's just been good. And then even Bertans too, he played very well last night. And
he did. You know what? He started well with a backdoor cut and a layup. And for the guy like him, I think confidence is so huge. It's such a key factor for him. That was next on my list. Improved three-point shooting. KCP, Spencer Dinwiddie with five of them last night. The roster is just filled with guys that want to play. They're hungry. It's whether you're a vet or a young guy, they want to be in this league here for a long time. And then number nine on my list, that Lakers trio. Kyle Kuzma. We knew he would be up and down. We knew he'd be inconsistent. But one thing he does on offense is he creates. He's not afraid. He does one thing that I always have been saying Rui Hachimura needs to improve on, which is be aggressive. Just take your man one-on-one and go to the basket and see what happens. Even if you have to kick it out, you're creating movement in the offense. KCP can shoot. He had a couple steals last night. That was fun. And I've been talking a lot about Montrezl Harrell. He's one of those Lakers trios on the team as well. I think there's a chance every single night that either Bertans, Kispert, Denny, Neto, or KCP can get the three balls to drop. I've been saying it. It's a three-point shooting league. We have so many more shooters this season, and it's worked out really well because the NBA, you live and die by the three ball. So that's my take. Let's hear from the phone calls here. Let's hear from the members of the AWOD Army out there in the DMV. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Roy in Winchester. What's going on, Roy? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm great. Of course I am. 2-0 for the Wiz. What were your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, I mean, pretty much what you said. I mean, I don't know that you can put Rui back in the starting lineup if he's going to play the same way, you know? Kuzma is playing aggressively. He's playing with the desire to shoot the ball, whereas every time Rui got the ball in the past 2 years, he would just look like he wanted to give it away first before trying something, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, I mean, they look hungry, like you said. They look hungry, and it's nice to have a point guard who can shoot the three. And he looks smooth out there. You know, he's not just quick. He doesn't just have good handles. He's smooth, and he's long.
Yeah.
And it's something I don't think we've had at point guard. I mean, John Wall had some of that length, you know, but he didn't have that smoothness where you thought the shot was going to go in every time he went up, you know?
Yeah, did you know that Spencer Dinwiddie had that kind of smoothness in his game? Like, that's something that, like, the change of pace, like you're saying, really surprised me.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, I didn't know Kuzma could hit that step-back jumper like Carmelo
Anthony.
I knew
he could hit it, like, one in 10 times, but he's been pretty consistent so far.
Yeah, I mean, I like the starting lineup. The only thing I'd say is less Aaron Holiday, you know? A little less of him.
Hey, man, look, that was because they were without Bradley Beal that he got the start and got the extended playing time. He did have a quick bucket there early in the game where he just raced past his defender, got a quick layup. I think he provides some kind of speed, almost like Tim Frazier from a few years ago as a backup point guard, way different than Ish Smith last season. We also have Howell Neto, who played really well last night. More of your phone calls here on 106.7 Fan after this quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Weekend Radio on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. If you miss any of it, you can rewind with the Odyssey app. I'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. This is AWOD Weekend Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. I have to clarify something. My dad is very confused by the name of the starting point guard for the Washington Wizards. I was doing a play on words with my name is AWOD. His name isn't Dinwiddie, it's Dinwiddie. All right, Dad, you can calm down now, but I appreciate you listening to the show. Also, Laser Machine hits me up that he's listening. Evan, I appreciate you listening. Vinny sends me a picture that he was at Cap 1 last night and says the crowd was so into it. This Wiz team is different. And so you got to see this clip or hear this clip of Spencer Dinwiddie at the end of the game last night as he hit the huge three-pointer from the top of the key. This is the Washington Wizards broadcast there on NBC Sports Washington.
Here's Bertans, back to Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie for three. We are tied!
I mean, just listen to that crowd. I mean, I wish it was a longer clip because at home, I got goosebumps. The crowd went wild from that big three. So let's go to the phone lines right now. Come with the energy of a 2-0 Washington Wizards basketball team. Your NBA team in town is undefeated. Who needs football? Let's go to the phone lines. We got Mo in D.C. What's going on, Mo?
Hey, man, what's up with you?
Hey, man, I'm in a great mood. How are you?
Oh, man, listen, the wonderful show as always. I listen to you on the weekends. Listen, for years they didn't give us anything to really. It was a top-heavy team. Scott Brooks, his whole demeanor on the sideline, that's over with.
Yeah.
Dinwiddie, if you looked at him from the Brooklyn Nets, he had game, you know what I mean? But he was on a star-heavy team. Whereas he really didn't get a chance to show. But now that he's on the court, him and Bradley Beal actually make a dynamic backcourt. And they, like I said, they can both hit the three. Then you add Bertans. Then you add, look, Kyle Kuzma can hit. He will give you 30 or three, but he's going to give you energy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Montrez give you that. So Thomas Bryant was trying to give you that unflash hit before he got hurt. Montrez is going to give you that all the time. Like, if I'm going to go into a street fight uptown, I'm taking Montrez with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Trez was a dog.
Yeah, so currently constructed, they remind me of the old Clippers squad with Lob City, where I got DeAndre in the middle that's just going to play defense and catch lobs and dunk, and I got shooters around me. Or maybe more like the Dwight Howard, Orlando Magic, back in the day.
Yeah.
Where Gafford don't have a back down to the basket game, but he gonna catch lobs and dunk and rebound and block shots, and we got shooters all around him. Now, currently constructed in the East, the Wizards are a problem. I'm on board now. They're a problem. The Chicago Bulls are a problem.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks are a problem, and the Wizards are a problem.
Wow. Got us as a top four team. I appreciate the call, Mo. As always, let's keep it rocking here. We got Jason in D.C. You want to talk about the Wiz? What up, Jason? Jason, I'm going to throw you back on hold. We'll try again soon. Lewis in Alexandria. What's going on, Lewis?
Hey, well, you know, I'm up with everyone else on this Wizards team. You know, that game against the Raptors when they were up by 30, like, early on. That's such a difference from the last few years when they were down by 30 so early on, and it was just hard to watch a game. You know, I like the fact that they spread the offense, they pass the ball, they play defense. You know, it's a whole team game, and it's going to be important because this week we face the superstars of the league. We face the Nets, we face Tatum, who's killed us before, we face Trae Young, who's a burgeoning superstar.
Yep.
The first two games, you know, those teams didn't really have major superstars. They had some good players, but not major superstars, and now we can test ourselves with the rest of the good of the East.
Yeah, so your point is, hey, it's two games, but maybe hold the horses. Let's see how the first 10 games go.
Well, you know, we beat the two games against teams we were already better than last year, you know?
Yeah.
We were better than the Pacers. We were better than the Raptors.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we face
the teams. We were barely better than the Pacers. We had to beat them in that play-in game and at the end of the season, the last regular season game, to even make the playoffs. But I do agree. Pacers are a good team, though, but it was impressive to beat them last night. Let's go to Tim in Stafford. What's going on, Tim?
Oh, hey, Adam. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just was going to say that, you know, last season, how the Wizards were behind big time all these games where they have to have these stunning fourth quarters. This year, it feels different. We're not getting behind that far. So we have this, even without Beal last night, to have that stunning comeback with, you had Dinwiddie hitting those threes, and then you had Davis hitting that one for the win. That was – it feels different. It's not – I've grown up with all this chaos with first-round exits, second-round exits, and this year seems real. We can – I'm not saying we can go for a title, but if we can get things going, if Rui is really good like we're thinking and Brad has MVP-level season, then we're going to be a big threat in the East. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course, Tim. I love hearing from you as always. That's one of my big loyal listeners, Tim. And so I think the biggest point that I would say is, like one of my callers said a minute ago, is we've been top heavy for a long time. We've been a team that's tried to establish a big two, maybe a big three. It hasn't worked. This year, we're 10 guys deep. We might even be 11 or 12. You know, when Rui comes back, there's just so many guys that can contribute. And the ball movement was there. Now, there was a point in the fourth quarter where the Pacers went on a 10-0 run, and they took the lead back, and it looked like, man, is this the same old Wizards, same old Washington? Well, Wes Unseld Jr. called the timeout, and the guys got energy again. They got life back into the building with a couple big shots. And then it was the big play from down low for Montrezl Harrell, who had a couple big and ones in the fourth quarter. But man, I think the biggest thing that I just keep talking about is got to be the defensive stops at the end of the game. So many times last year, I mean, we had games where Bradley Beal put up 57 points and we still lost. You know why that happened? It's because he would score and cut it to a two-point game, and then the other team would hit a wide-open three, or the other team would get a layup or an and-one. These two games so far, we've gotten stops. In the Toronto game, we were up by 30, let them come back to like 15. That's a game last year. They might have come back and won because we had given up so many times last year. Donald, you look like you have something to say.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of to your point, I think in the past, Brad, you know, just hasn't had any help, so he's had to do it all. And obviously, he's a great offensive player, but I think he's led the league in scoring so much because he's had to do a lot. So I'm actually hoping in a weird way that he's not the league's leading scorer this year, because to me, that proves that he actually can rely on other guys and has some help this year.
Absolutely. I think Wes Unseld Jr. said this on the Junkies. I believe he's going to join the Junkies every week this year. And of course, you can hear Ron Rivera on their show every Tuesday. But I think the quote he said, which I loved, which was, if Bradley Beal is, let's say, first team all defense, if he is a great defender this year but scores 5 points, less points per game, the team is a better team. And I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, I'm totally with that. That kind of goes with what I'm saying. I'm with that 100%. I think he can contribute in other ways that will help the team that doesn't have to include scoring. And he can rely on guys now. He's, you know, he has options.
Yeah, absolutely. So a huge win for the Wizards last night, moving to 2-0 on the season. And so I believe their next game, is it not until Monday that they play next, Donald? I think they play Monday against the Brooklyn Nets, so they have the weekend off. But let's do a little box score breakdown from last night. So we've been talking about Spencer Dinwiddie and his huge three-pointers. He had 34 points last night on 6 of 9 three-point shooting, 13 of 24, unbelievable field goal percentage, 9 assists, 1 turnover, 9-1 assist-to-turnover ratio, 6 rebounds. He's a bigger point guard that gets up on the glass. And so Daniel Gafford, we talk about the center position, not a great night. -8 in the plus-minus category. So then you go to look at your backup here, Montrezl Harrell. Unbelievable, 14.7 rebounds, 2 assists, a block shot. He was all over the place. And then you have to give credit to the bench performance of Davis Bertans with 17 points and Raul Neto. And Neto was a guy last year that it felt like anytime we needed a spark, he would provide it. And we would end up losing a lot of those games, so he never got really the credit that he deserved. But Raul Neto is just a beast at keeping his dribble alive and getting in the paint. And he makes things happen. He's, you know, he plays this European-style basketball where he's going to Euro step around, hop around the lane. He can hit the three. He can make these crazy running layups and stuff like that. But he is another guy that, when he limits the turnovers, you see the impact that he makes on the court is huge. And so it's unbelievable for him there. And then just look at the three-point percentage. 19 of 38, 50%. Unbelievable. You got to love that. If they could continue that for the rest of the season, not only are we a playoff team, we're a top 6 playoff seed. Absolutely. So we'll see how that continues throughout the regular season. Washington 2-0. Wins their home opener. You're listening to AWOD Weekend Radio on 106.7 The Fan and simulcast on the Team 980. You can hit me up on Twitter throughout the show if you want to get your tweet read live on air at AWOD Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. This is AWOD Weekend Radio. I'm Adam Epstein. Time to get up and at 'em, everybody. Get out of bed. Start your Saturday morning. How can you not be in a good mood after that amazing Wizards win last night, come from behind overtime victory? I'm at AWOD Radio on social media. Ty hits me up, says, Trez has the intensity that Thomas Bryant tries to act like he has, but also I love that this team is doing the little things that you never saw under Brooks. I agree with you there. Jay hits me up, says, love the show. Go Wiz and go Wes Unseld Jr. That's another thing. It's like everybody is really rooting for Wes Unseld Jr. because the legacy of his father, not only as a player, but as coach and GM here in Washington. Telly hits me up. That's my guy, Telly, at DCDude202. I love talking to him on Twitter. He says, are we not going to mention the greatness that was Miles Turner last night? Some said we didn't play good defense. I disagree. We played good defense, even Bertans, but the Pacers were just on fire, especially Turner. Go Wizards. I do agree. Miles Turner was impressive last night, all over the court on offense. Down low, he also stepped back and hit some jumpers. I mean, they were doing a lineup in the fourth quarter that helped them catch up and then take the lead, because if you watch, we were playing better than them most of the game, but then they went with this lineup that was what Drew Gooden called old school NBA, which was a power forward and a center, two guys over 7 foot, with Sabonis and Miles Turner playing together, but like TJ McConnell kind of running the point guard for them. And it worked, and they played well, but the Wizards were inspired by that crowd there at Capital One Arena and got the victory. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. We got Deacon in D.C. What's going on, Deacon?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Epstein. Good morning, sir.
How are you, man?
I am good. Listen, it's that Nato. Y'all better recognize a dime when you see one. The game changes every time the boy touches the ball. He's Michael Westbrook 2.0. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever Westbrook used to bring to the squad, this guy Nato brings it. Not to say anything negative about anybody. Listen, they brought the squad. The Pacers brought the squad in the fourth quarter. They knew they had 2 7-footers on them little men. And them boys brought that wood, son. Nato. That's all I got, baby.
Hey, I love it, man. And you're right. Raul Neto brought some great energy last night. He brought some great energy all last season. And he's an interesting style of point guard play in the NBA. You know the fact that he came from overseas. And it's just like the way you watch it. How do you even describe it, Donald? You know, it's like he's not your traditional point guard where he needs the pick and roll. Sometimes he just like takes his man one-on-one, goes under the basket, flips something around, and it goes in. Or he kicks it back out to a wide-open shooter.
Yeah, I'm with you, Deacon. Like, he's very aggressive. I love his style of play. You know, those European players and, you know, overseas players, they get at it and are aggressive. That's kind of their style over there that I've noticed. But I'm with Deacon. He definitely showed up for sure.
Absolutely. Let's get some thoughts around the NBA action from the first week of play here. I think, look, with LeBron in L.A., I think they're going to have some trouble staying healthy and finishing games. I mean, the way the Golden State Warriors came back in that first game was impressive because LeBron was lights out. Like, it was like the first 25 minutes of that game, you could see him being the MVP of the league at this age in his stage in his career, which is crazy. But then, man, Golden State and Steph just hit so many three-pointers and ended up winning that one. Steph has been impressive. And it has people now saying, if Klay Thompson comes back healthy, the Warriors could win a title again. What do you think about that? I mean, Draymond is doing everything that he does every year, which is he plays great defense, he hustles, and he kind of runs their offense with backdoor cuts and passes, and Steph is their scorer.
Yeah. I mean, it's early, but Steph is playing at a MVP level for sure. And as you said, Klay isn't even back. It's similar to how we were talking about the Wizards, and they're playing well without Brad being on the floor. So
yeah, and they're gonna get Weissman back. And there was so did you see that exchange between him and Paul George?
I did.
So let's kind of explain it for the audience. So I believe Paul George basically said, pull up from the logo and I'll match you. And then Steph Curry said, sure, and hit like a 35-foot three-pointer. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was trying to track down the audio real quick, but yeah, it was.
Oh, could you? It was mic'd up, or you could like hear it on the court?
I think so. I'm gonna see if I can find it real quickly, but I think so.
Yeah. No, that was really cool. I'm wondering if the Phoenix Suns can recreate the magic of last season, and then everyone's been talking about who this season's MVP could be, and my pick is Luka Doncic because here's the thing: everyone's talking about how with Dallas, Kristaps Porzingis needs to improve this year. He's got to be better for them to have any chance to compete in the Western Conference. He might be better. But I think Luka is just absolutely such a dog. He's such a beast on the court there. And if he's going to put up 30 a night and you know, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, it's almost like he's like Russell Westbrook on steroids because he really does get the boards, he gets the points, and he gets the assists as well. Which teams will compete in the East and maybe try to take the Bucks out of their spot there? I agree with my caller earlier that said the Knicks are a problem and the Atlanta Hawks. Those are two teams to focus on there as well. I'm wondering what will happen with Brooklyn and this Kyrie issue, but if James Harden's hitting 3 of 7 from 3 every night, they're going to be just fine. Of course, Kevin Durant as well. And I said this in my notes. I said, who's the most watchable player this season? And my pick is Ja Morant, absolutely. Just the way he moves around the court, he tries to dunk on people. He gets his teammates involved. He's putting up 30 a night right now on a team that, you know, people aren't expecting to be that good. So we're going to take a quick commercial break right now, and we'll be back for a second hour of AWOD Weekend Radio here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I'm all over the place in the DMV. AWOD Weekend Radio, don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.